killed a poor Hattie Carroll with the cane that he twirled on his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel. Society gathered and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked William Sensinger for first degree murder. Yes, and you who philosophize distress and criticize all fear, take the red away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. William Sensinger, who at just 24 years owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office and relations in the politics of Maryland, reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swearing and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling. But in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. Guessing you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the red away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Was a maid of the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. She cleaned up the dishes, hauled out the garbage, never sat once at the head of the table. She just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a hole on the level. Got killed by a blow, slain by a cane that sailed through the air, came down to the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to William Sensinger. Yes, and you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the rain away from your face. Now is the time for your tears. Judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level, that the strings in the books ain't been pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles did properly handle. Once that the cops have chased after and caught him, and that the letter of a law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, so deep and distinguished, handed out strongly for penalty and repentance, William Sensinger with a 6-month sentence. As a new who philosophized his grace and criticized all fear, yeah.
is an autobiographical song.